Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, January 25th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, it's Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us now. Joining us now is Gwen Dilworth, a reporter for the Times Independent. Good morning, Gwen.
Hey, good morning, David.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. What's going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Sure, we've got a big front page story from Sophia Fisher about the Cane Creek development. It dominated the Grand County Commission meeting last week when well over 100 people spilled out of the commission chambers and into the hallway to speak out against the controversial 580-unit development.
Wow, that's incredible, and it's pretty close to the river, right? Tell us kind of the location of that development.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on Cane Creek Boulevard, just on those lowlands right by the Colorado River.
Wow. Just incredible turnout then, I guess, huh? And voicing of opposition to that project. The commission swayed by that at all or impacted?
Yeah, the commission actually did express their own reservations about the project. I think the question is more, you know, whether there's any room for the commission to halt the project at this point in the game.
Sure. Huh. Well, very, very interesting. That's a big lead story. Tell us what else is in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, the Grand County Commission also approved their first overnight lodging since June 2022. That's the Entrada Moab Glamping Eco Resort at the intersection of Highways 191 and 313, which the developer says he hopes will be open in about a year and a half to 2 years.
Oh, very interesting. Some big development news then. Tell us what else has been going on. What have you been writing in the Times Independent?
Yeah, absolutely. I also wrote a story this week about obstetrics, OBGYNs in Grand County, what keeps them here as rural hospitals are losing their obstetric units. And I had the opportunity to speak to the head of that division. He told me, you know, it's one, a commitment to the community that Moab Regional Hospital chooses to make, and also that they have a, you know, a unique way of operating their obstetric units that keeps a lot of people on staff.
Very interesting. Well, again, it's another jam-packed edition of the Times Independent. Any other stories you feel like are of particular interest for folks?
That's all. We have a report from Sophia Fisher about the 2024 primaries, which are coming up as well, which I'd recommend folks check out if they're interested in how to vote this year in March.
Well, very good. Again, we've been speaking with Gwen Dilworth. You know, you've been part of, is it a fellowship that's brought you to Moab? I can't remember the terminology. I know you've just been here temporarily, and I understand that time is coming to an end.
Yeah, exactly. I have been on a fellowship, and this is my last week with the Times, and it's been wonderful to be here.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you on the radio show, and I understand you're going back to New Orleans. Tell us, you know, in your time here, what's been your impression of the Times Independent, of Moab? You know, what do you take away from this area?
I think the thing I take away is probably the thing I've enjoyed most is just talking to people. I think people here are really informed and passionate about so many things, and it's been so fun to learn from so many people. You know, it's a small community, but there's so many really smart people here.
Well, very good. Well, it's always fun to have conversations with anyone here in Grand County and Southeast Utah and the Red Rock Country, and And you're certainly not an exception. It's been really great chatting with you, Gwen, over the past couple of weeks, and look forward to seeing how your work progresses.
Thanks so much, David. It's been fun.
Yeah. Well, once again, we'll thank Gwen Dilworth one final time for joining us on the Red Rock Morning Show and wish her the best. She's a reporter with the Times Independent, and they've got their latest edition out now. You can get it at newsstands throughout the area. It's delivered to your box for free if you live in the Moab zip code area. So also available online at moabtimes.com. You can certainly check that out. Gwen, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, David.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We're going to take a quick break, though, and be right back. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2024, 9:15 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab, Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
It's a dreary January day, but we got to have a bunch of these, I guess. At least 31.
Well, yeah, yep, 31. It's dreary without, I don't see very much precipitation. I walked into the office and had a little bit of snow falling on me, but I'm sure that's
I had to scrape a windshield this morning.
Okay. Man, that's tough.
But, you know, it's this pattern is I think we're getting precipitation up in the mountains, which is where you want it. You want it to pile up, and that's a good thing. I think we're about 80% of normal for our snowpack, which is not a bad thing. It certainly isn't last year where we were 280, it seemed like. But that's at Camp Jackson. But regional snowpacks in southwest Colorado and southeast Utah are about there, and which is good.
Yeah.
Our reservoirs came into the winter season at very high levels, so we're not going to be in the desperate situation we were last year where we had to have a lot of water in order to fill them. I think we'll fill them and may have a little bit more to send downstream to Lake Powell.
Yeah, no, very good. Yeah, that's, we'll see how the winter progresses, but yeah, it certainly felt, in comparison, especially to last year, felt pretty dry, but I guess it's not been that bad, huh?
It hasn't been that bad. You know, it's lower than normal and significantly normal than last year's incredible totals, but and I think it's been a little warmer too. It's mud season in January in Monticello, which isn't, it doesn't happen often. It's generally later on, but round two of winter may be rolling in here in the next little while. Who knows?
Oh, very good. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. The 25th Navajo Nation Council approved $500,000 to assist with the construction of a newer higher education facility in Monument Valley. A vote was 17-0 to approve $500,000, $500,000 from the Navajo Nation's Shishin Fund to help Utah State University construct a new facility in Monument Valley. According to legislative sponsor, Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr., who of course represents the area, the facility will benefit residents in the community of Monument Valley, El Jato, and Kayenta. The overall cost of the facility of this report is estimated to be $14 million. According to a letter from USU President Elizabeth Cantwell, the 13,000 square foot facility will incorporate traditional classrooms and distance learning connections. Students will have access to a vast array of certificates and degrees, ranging from technical certificates to doctorate degrees, as well as academic guidance and support, counseling service, and career mentoring. In addition, the proposed project should benefit local high school students by providing concurrent enrollment classes and programs offered to high school students, and expand USU's support for small businesses through its Small Business Development Center. If the legislation is signed into law, the funding will be made available to the Office of Navajo Nation Scholarships and Financial Assistance upon notification that the construction phase has begun. USU will also be required to submit reports on an annual basis till all approved funding from the Navajo Nation is exhausted. Very interesting. Of course, yeah, this is a project building that new USU building in Monument Valley. It's involved in a lot of entities. Obviously, USU and USU Blanding campus has been very involved in making that happen, driving that forward. They purchased land from the San Juan School District. You know, it's
got a lease for
it. Yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, that's right next to the high school. Of course, funds from the Utah State Legislature, funds from Navajo Nation Council. So there's a lot of entities involved in bringing this new facility to Monument Valley.
Yeah, and boy, it's going to be a beautiful. It's a small campus, a little satellite campus. Mm-hmm. I can't call it a campus. It's a nice building.
Yeah.
But it'll serve that community very, very well in a spectacular setting. It's really pretty remarkable. Yeah. That little property there, there's land that the school district secured many years ago. And that's where Monument Valley High School was initially located, and some housing. And then TES, Tebe Nitske Elementary School, and some housing, and then a health clinic, and then a fire station, and now satellite campus of USU. That's really become a educational hub from K all the way up to higher education. It's a pretty exciting project.
Yeah, yeah, and the food bank as well.
They're
building a satellite of the
right
food
across
bank
the street from the Welcome Center. Anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a busy area, and yeah, it's been a busy work for Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr., as he also, of course, sponsored legislation to purchase Gouldings from the private ownership to the Navajo Nation. So lots of development going on there in Monument Valley area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, here on the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, and there are a couple of services today. Funeral services for Frank Ketchum, age 68 of Toyoak, begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Toyoak Presbyterian Church. Funeral services for Stephen Gary Norman, age 58 of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. this morning at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. Viewing begins at 10 a.m. Tomorrow are graveside services for Mike DeRosiers of Monticello, begin at 1 p.m. at the Monticello Cemetery. There'll be graveside services for Mary Lou Nockeye on the McCracken Mesa at the McCracken Mesa Cemetery tomorrow at 10 a.m. On Saturday, our services for Angeline King, age 92 of Monticello, they begin at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. Graveside services for Robert Shoup, Bob Shoup, age 76 of Moab, are at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Grand Valley Cemetery. And funeral services for Jenny Lee Nielsen, age 79 of Bluff, begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the LDS Chapel in Bluff. Visitation from 9:30 to 10. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll have more news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com. or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy three Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snowblowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, January 25th, 2024, 9:26 a.m. on this January morning, Bill.
Yes, that song that we just heard, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You by Michael Bolton, was the number one song in 1990, 34 years ago today. It was written in 1983, so 7 years earlier, by Michael Bolton and Doug James, supposed to be recorded by Air Supply, but Air Supply asked for permission to change the lyrics, and Bolton said, nope, I'm going to do it myself. So his own rendition became a worldwide hit in 1990. On this day, 1949, the first Emmy Awards were presented. There were only six categories, and they were of TV shows that aired in the Los Angeles area. Anyway, they've grown and grown and grown. There are more than six categories now, that's for sure. On this day, 1961, 101 Dalmatians was released in the theaters. And on January 25th, 1971, Charles Manson and three followers were convicted in a series of brutal murders in Southern California. So that was on the Today in History. Today is Opposite Day. But by declaring today Opposite Day, is it not in fact opposite, because the opposite of Opposite Day is a normal day?
Uh-oh. Just folks, hold on. You need to pull over if you're driving. Give yourself a second.
So, anyway, so is it actually Opposite Day? We don't know for sure. But some people say it's Opposite Day. There was some discrepancy on what the day is. Anyway, but it may be worth a try. Remember, George Costanza in Seinfeld realized his life was going nowhere, so he did everything the opposite. And sure enough, he became honest, happy, and active, at least for one 22-minute episode of Seinfeld. So, opposite day today. It's also National Fish Taco Day. And from those of you out there who are obsessed with fish tacos, today's your day. And it's also Clashing Clothes Day. I wondered why David was dressed in such garish clothing this morning, and now I know it's Clashing Clothes Day.
Yeah, I got confused.
Looks like a rainbow. Well, a kaleidoscope. How's that?
That's what it'll tell you on the radio. You may never know, though.
Yeah. We have faces for radio around here, and clothes today, I guess, too.
Man.
It's a great day for birthday today for singers. Annie Lennox, singer for the Eurythmics, is 70 years old today. Singer Alicia Keys is 43 years old. And Etta James was born on this date in 1938, had this incredible, powerful voice that bridged the gap between rock and roll and rhythm and blues. She's on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Singers of All Time list. So, Etta James. Her work influenced lots of musicians: Christina Aguilera, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Adele, Rita Ora. Happy birthday to Etta James. She passed away about 11 years ago, but quite a singer. Happy birthday locally to Pam Wheeler, Martha Skousen Taylor, Dylan Seeley, and Brooke Kimball. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a great birthday. Again, it is the morning show here on Red Rock 92. Of course, we've got morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. And as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Torrent role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience, up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
San Juan County is conducting a housing assessment and needs to hear from you. This is your chance to voice your opinions about housing costs and availability in San Juan County. Be sure to attend one of the five meetings that are scheduled this month. These public meetings will be held in Monticello, LaSalle, Bluff, Blanding, and Monument Valley during the last week of January. For more information and to RSVP, visit the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Facebook page. That's facebook.com/San Juan EDVS.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value. Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Join us for some high school hoops tonight as the San Juan Broncos host the North Sevier Wolves in a 2A Region 15 showdown. Tips at 7 p.m. We'll be on the air starting at 6:30 on Red Rock 92 and streamutah.live. Couple other matchups on the hardwood tonight. The Nucla boys and girls are both hosting Telluride. On the wrestling mats, Montezuma Cortez is hosting a duel with Pagosa Springs, and Norwood is at Sargent. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. This Thursday morning, January 25th, 2024, 9:39 a.m. this Thursday. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio. Let's take a look now at the regional sports report, taking a look at our regional NBA teams in action last night. The Phoenix Suns getting the win in Dallas over the Mavericks. A little bit of a rivalry there, so Phoenix glad to get that win. 132-109, Devin Booker with 46 points in the win for the Suns. In action tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Washington, and that tips off at 5. And then the Denver Nuggets in New York taking on the Knicks. That tips off at 5:30.
I don't think Rhett mentioned it, but Utah State cheerleading competition is today at Utah Valley University in Orem. Monticello and San Juan will both compete. Competitive cheer. Last year was the first year they did it, and so it's the second year, but both teams have high hopes and should be fun to see how they turn out. Yep. Maybe able to hear them yelling from the Red Rock country.
Yeah, I hope so. That's really fun. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be
best of luck.
Again, a brand new competitive cheer in Utah, and we'll be interested to see how it turns out.
Yeah, very good. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.